Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The Root's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not... This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American-made, the warrior, Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne on the Roots. The Roots on fire. Welcome to the show. It's a great day to be an American. Nancy Pelosi's gone. Nancy Pelosi's no more. No, well, actually, she's going to be a congresswoman. She isn't stepping down from Congress, but she's stepping down from being the minority leader of the Democrat Party, and I say that with pride. She can no longer be House Speaker. She can only be the minority leader. They are in the minority of the House. As bad as it was, and Election Day was certainly a big disappointment. Things that should have happened did not happen. And as I've told you before, it was a giant red wave. The media doesn't want you to understand that or believe that. But the reality is we won by over 5 million votes, popular vote in the United States of America, over 5 million. And back in 2010, we only won by 2.5 million popular vote, 2010, and that was the year we won 63 seats in the House. How can you win double what you did then and win almost no seats in the House? But you know what? In the end, we won the House, and we're announcing major investigations of Joe Biden and Hunter Biden and Ukraine, and the Democrat Party is running for their lives. Nancy Pelosi dropping out of leadership, Henry Stoyer dropping out of leadership. There's a third one that announced today, they're dropping out of leadership. I can't remember who it is. But everybody is running for their lives, none of the Democrats want to be there anymore. Steny Hoyer retires from leadership after Republicans take control of the House. Pelosi announces she's stepping down. There's an investigation of Joe Biden. The House Republicans announce an investigation of Biden and the Biden crime family. Incoming House Judiciary Committee chairman formally accuses the FBI of meddling in the last four elections. I mean, lots and lots and lots of good things are happening. GOP Representative Massey, no more money for Ukraine till we get an audit and an inspector general. I mean, that's great news. Great news. And for those of you who don't love the fact that Trump is back in the race, I was on the biggest morning show in Australia about an hour ago, Sunrise Australia, talking about Donald Trump. They asked me to be the guy who comments to Australians about Trump and whether he has a chance to win again in 2024. And I did my interview, probably about 7 minutes long or so. And then as soon as I get off the interview, I see that China's Global Times, which is the state propaganda newspaper, declared former American President Donald Trump's announcement of a third presidential bid this week a tragedy of American democracy. A tragedy of democracy. And if China thinks it's a tragedy that Trump is running, then it's great that Trump is running. And everybody should be supporting him because the Chinese are out to destroy our country, destroy the world, and dominate the world, and dominate all of our lives. And so what great news. If the Chinese are against Trump, I'm all in. Simple as that. All in. All right. Let's talk about some other topics. First of all, I'm the one who's been saying, even though we won a 5 million vote, popular vote landslide in the midterm elections, we didn't win that many seats, and we didn't do well in the Senate at all. And this is a good example why. This headline, retirement savings plunged 23% from a year ago. So the average American has lost 23% of their life savings for retirement in just the last year. And you're telling me that people voted Democrat? No way, and they didn't. Because we now know we won a 5 million vote landslide, 5.5 million vote landslide. Nobody is voting for the incumbent president when inflation is through the roof, the economy is in the toilet, the stock market's in the toilet, and you've lost 23% from a year ago of your entire retirement savings. No one is voting for the Democrat Party, and they didn't vote for the Democrat Party. That's my point. They did not vote for the Democrat Party. So, you know, this guy, if you listen to Democrats, they defied history. I repeat, they defied history by, you know, having the best midterm of any president in the last century. And they defied history with a man who's brain dead, who can't put three coherent sentences together. And they did it with a horrible economy and the worst inflation and the worst economy and the open border and the massive crime wave. It just isn't possible. When something doesn't smell right, when it doesn't look right, when it doesn't sound right, it ain't right. Trust me, we didn't lose. It was rigged. That's not to say there aren't a lot of people voting Democrat, because we're a severely, bitterly divided nation. And we're almost divided exactly down the middle. That is true. And the division is interesting, too. You know, I saw an article the other day that said, you know, a lot of Republicans are in disbelief that they didn't win more seats. Well, first of all, it was rigged and stolen. But we'll get back to that later. Let's just go back to the idea that Republicans are shocked and dismayed and they're just stunned that we didn't win more seats. Well, listen, inflation and the economy were the only issues that mattered, but they only matter to people who have money. Okay, and I don't mean rich money. I mean any kind of money. The typical Democrat voter has nothing. The typical Democrat Party voter has zero in the bank and makes, like, you know, under $40,000 a year. And a lot of them, the typical Democrat voters, are on welfare and food stamps. And people who work for government don't care. They make big, giant salaries, big, giant pensions, big, amazing health care, Cadillac health care programs. People that get welfare from government don't care. They get cost of living increases. So all those people that voted Democrat, felons, illegal aliens, they don't care about the economy. The only people who care about the economy did vote. That was that 5 million vote landslide. Those are all the people that care about the economy. So next time someone tells you the Republican Party didn't do well in midterms, tell them we just won by 5 million popular vote landslide. And by the way, we lost the election in 2020 by 7 million, supposedly. Theoretically, I don't agree with that. But we lost by 7 million and we just won by 5 million. You do the math. After 12 million American voter turnaround, that is the most in a century. I just saw an article. In a century, no one has ever gone from one election to the next with a $12 million person turnaround. And they say that's the most in a century. Well, I can't imagine it's not the most in history. When they say a century, you're going back to the early 1900s. Are you telling me in the early 1900s when America only had like 150 million people in it, there was once a $12 million turnaround? I keep saying dollars. A 12 million voter turnaround? No, there wasn't. When America only had 150 million people in it, and maybe there were like 20 million voters, there couldn't have been a 12 million person turnaround. So I think it's the most in history ever. Turned around. So we really did a fantastic job, but there were 32 toss-up races. The last I saw, we lost 32 out of 32, and that's because Democrats rig and steal with mail-in ballots. If you don't believe that, you're blind, deaf, or dumb. You really are, because the only, as I keep pointing out, the only state that does it right when it comes to stopping voter fraud is Florida. You cannot steal elections in Florida, and that's why every single Republican up and down the ticket won a landslide in Florida. So that's the proof right there. And also, they do it pretty good in Iowa. They do it pretty good in Texas. There's a few states they do it pretty good in Ohio. And so in those states, Republicans won everything. In the rest of the country, the red wave wasn't there, at least not as far as winning seats. And that's because the rest of the country allows voter fraud. That's it. That's the answer. All right, but back to the economy. Even if you disregard the stolen rigged election, you just go by votes, it's impossible, impossible that the average person lost over 20% of their retirement account, 23% of their retirement account, and then they voted Democrat. Impossible. How about the dishonesty of corporations? Huge layoffs announced in the last 24 hours at Amazon and Federal Express. Why did they announce it before the election? Why did they didn't have to do it a week before the election or a day before the election? They could have announced it in July, in August, in September, right? but they didn't want to do it. They're all corrupt, and they all support Democrats. And in return, Democrats, when they get in, kick back all kinds of money and all kinds of tax credits and tax cuts to these huge multi-billion-dollar multinational corporations like Amazon and FedEx. So I just find it amazing that they just, you know, it's like a man just cheated on his wife and he only announces it after the divorce, you know. He doesn't want to do it before the divorce because, you know, God knows it'll get him a lot of trouble. But hey, once I get divorced, what does it matter, right? I'll announce it now. Nobody will care. I'm already divorced. What's the matter? That sounds like what Amazon and FedEx just did. They could have announced this in June, July, August, September, or even October. And they chose to not say a word about massive layoffs and the fact that America is going into a massive recession. They waited till after the election to tell everyone we're headed into a massive recession and we're laying off thousands of employees. The most in history for Amazon, 10,000 employees at once. And this is a worldwide issue, by the way. The UK economy is in free fall, and they've just installed the highest taxes in since World War II. Chancellor Jeremy Hunt delivers somber economic speech, doom and gloom, the UK economy in free fall, in other words, in collapse. And you know my opinion. I believe, just as Trump does, that over the next 2 years, the United States economy will collapse, just like the UK is collapsing, for the same reasons. You're not allowed to drill for oil. You're not allowed to have coal plants. You're not allowed to build new coal plants. You're not allowed to build new nuclear plants. You're not allowed to do any of the things that would allow you to create cheap energy and create $100,000 six-figure jobs for Americans. By the way, Rick Caruso, the billionaire developer, spent about $100 million to win the mayor's race in Los Angeles. Can you imagine $100 million in a mayor's race and he lost? He lost to Karen Bass, who is basically a socialist, Marxist, communist. And that's the end of L.A. Say goodbye to L.A. Say goodnight, Gracie. L.A. is over. Los Angeles was bad before this happened. Now you got a communist mayor. Good luck to L.A. See you in a minute.
Mike Lindell loves the radio listeners, and now Mike Lindell and MyPillow are offering you buy one, get one free extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Great stuff available right now at very special savings. Buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and so much more. Not just for the adults, but for the kids. I love my roll and go pillows. They're right by my recliner. And of course, I have the bed sheets and more that I use every day. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Don't miss this incredible buy one, get one free extravaganza and get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials, promo code USA.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, the smartest minds in the financial world are buying precious metals with both fists. Central bankers invest and manage hundreds of billions of dollars for the treasuries of countries. And central bankers just added gold to their holdings for the fifth month in a row. So far this year, central banks have added over 300 tons of gold to their holdings. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. You can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 callers today and tell them Wainwright sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Or go to goldgatecapital.com.
Do you own a small or medium-sized business? Do you like paying huge taxes to Uncle Sam? What if you could save a ton of money? Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. My friend Julio Gonzalez and his team at Engineered Tax Services, ETS, can help you keep more of your own money, perhaps a lot more. What ETS does is help regular businesses like yours by working with your accountant to obtain the types of advanced, complex, lucrative tax credits that usually only go to billion-dollar corporations. ETS is the leading tax expert in America. Their tax attorneys, engineers, and scientists have performed millions of these tax services, and they saved regular businesses like yours billions of dollars. ETS minimizes your tax liabilities and maximizes your wealth, just like the billion-dollar multinational corporations, except they do it for the little guy, working directly with your accountant. Call Engineered Tax Services today to get a free, no-cost analysis. Call 800-236-6519, 800.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
So today started off really good. I woke up and I saw Nancy Pelosi was stepping down from the leadership in the United States House, and I thought, oh my God, what a great start to the day. Isn't that great? I think it's wonderful. I think it really is. Elon Musk triggers liberals with email urging employees to work. That's got to scare liberals. I mean, totally scared. But with the average young liberal thinks that you either live in mom and dad's house and suck off your mom and dad for the rest of your life, let them pay all your bills, or you work for a big company like Google or, Twitter or Facebook, and you got a foosball set up and they provide your lunches for free, and you work in a beautiful glass building in Northern California, and they pay for everything, and you never have to do any real work. Those are the two things that I think this entire generation believes. Either you live with mom and dad, or you work for some really fun, cool company, and they pay you a lot of money, and you do absolutely nothing. And you put in very few hours and take lots of holidays. That's what work is to these people. And I think that group, in fact, voted Democrat. In other words, I know the election was rigged. I know we won by 5 million. I know it's impossible we didn't win 50 or more seats. As a matter of fact, you know, we won by 2.5 million in 2010, and we won 63 seats. So winning by over 5 million this time, we should have won 75, 80 seats. But the reality is we didn't, because it's all rigged with mail-in ballots and ballot drop boxes and counting those ballots for days and no voter ID. But that doesn't mean I don't think there's a lot of people that did not vote Republican. There's plenty of Democrats out there. And I think, you know, the biggest group is people on welfare. Second biggest group is young people. And the third biggest is government employees. And then comes illegal aliens. And so all of them are kind of impervious to a bad economy. What do young people know? If you're in high school, you know, you're 18, you're a senior in high school, and you voted, what do you know about money, taxes? What do you know about earning a living, taking care of a family, paying a mortgage? Nothing. You know zero. What do you know about inflation? Nothing. If you're in college, what do you know about inflation? Nothing. If you just graduated college, what do you know about working in the real world? Nothing. If you just graduated grad school and you're working in the real world for the first time, what do you know about it? Nothing. So I think young people didn't know anything about inflation, couldn't care less about the border. All they know about is, oh, man, this guy just gave me free student loans. And so I'm sure a lot of young people who know nothing about money did vote Democrat. And I'm sure lots and lots of poor people voted Democrat because they get welfare with cost of living increases. They're okay. And so those are the groups that vote Democrat: illegal aliens, felons, poor people, criminals of all kinds. And young people who have no clue about money, no clue at all. Very scary. You know, like the guy who ran that FTX, some young guy named, Friedman? Some young guy runs FTX, cryptocurrency. And I never understood any of that crap. All they do sit around all day long is talking about crypto. And it's mined. It's not even created or manufactured. It's mined. I don't even know what the hell they're talking about. None of us do. Nobody over the age of 50 has any clue what the hell any of these people are talking about. It's all air. It's like when I used to be in the nightclub business. Did I ever tell my audience that years ago I owned one of the biggest nightclubs in New York City? And we used to have long lines of people that waited outside, and they were willing to pay $15. This was in 1983. They were willing to pay $15 cover charge to walk in our club. And I used to say, what are they getting for $15? Air. Now I'm charging them $15 to breathe my air. And that's what crypto is. I think this entire crypto industry is like, it's air. You know, you're not paying for anything. What is it? It's a coin in the air. It's as bad as charging a $15 cover charge to walk in a nightclub. I don't know what the hell nightclub cover charges are now. I haven't been to a nightclub in 30 years. But my guess is they must charge like $50 or $100 to walk in a nightclub in the middle of Las Vegas. Because if the cover charge was $15 in 1983, God knows what it is now. It must be at least $50. And so you're getting air. And this whole crypto thing, it turned out everybody invested literally billions of dollars with this guy in this company. And it was nothing more than a Ponzi scheme, it appears. It was another Bernie Madoff Ponzi scheme. They took the money and they washed it and laundered it in Ukraine. And then they sent it back to America to fund a Democrat politicians and try and win the midterms. So, again, the midterms were rigged, by the way. I was right. You know, whether or not you count mail-in ballots or voters switched on machines, it was rigged with this company, this crypto company that laundered money and sent it back. And they also gave it to all the people that voted to impeach Trump, all the Republicans that voted to impeach Trump. Rhinos got the money. Nevada Corporate Headquarters, by the way, as we go out, is the sponsor of this segment of the show. If you're a business owner, real estate investor, or someone who has assets to protect, I've got an exciting free offer for you. Not all states are created equal. Some states have laws that make it easy to sue and take away your personal assets, but there's one state that protects you from lawsuits and government overreach while providing financial anonymity. It is Nevada, and you don't have to live in Nevada. So open up a Nevada LLC. My friends in Nevada Corporate Headquarters are giving away free copies of their book, The Nevada Edge. The book is packed with information and strategies to protect your assets and keep you safe from lawsuits. Just go to NevadaWAR.com for your free book. Nevada War, W-A-R, for Wayne Al Root. NevadaWAR.com. Free book waiting.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now! USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It's Black Friday, and around 115 million Americans are expected to shop. That's according to forecasts from the National Retail Federation. Today will likely be the busiest shopping day of the weekend, followed by Cyber Monday, when almost 64,000 people are projected to shop. This as Amazon workers across the globe are striking this Black Friday.
Thousands of Amazon warehouse workers in about 40 countries plan to take part in protests and walkouts to coincide with Black Friday sales today. Employees in the United States, United Kingdom, India, Japan, Australia, South Africa, and Europe are demanding better wages and working conditions. The campaign is being called Make Amazon Pay. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, needs a try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hold it.
Wayne on the roof. The roof's on fire. Engineered Tax Services is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Do you own a small or medium-sized business? Do you like paying huge taxes to Uncle Sam? What if you could save a ton of money with your business? My friend Julio Gonzalez and his team of his team at Engineered Tax Services. That team includes attorneys, accountants, engineers, scientists. They can help you keep more of your own money and perhaps a lot more. What does ETS do? Engineered Tax Services, ETS. They help regular businesses, small businesses, mom-and-pop businesses like yours by working with your accountant to obtain the types of lucrative tax credits that usually only go to billion-dollar corporations. ETS is the leading tax expert in America for decades, and they've saved regular businesses, small businesses like yours, billions of dollars. They work directly with your accountant to minimize your tax liabilities and maximize your wealth, just like corporations. Call them now, tell them Wayne Root sent you, and you get a free no-cost analysis. So before you ever lay out 1 cent, they tell you exactly what tax credits would apply to you and how much money you'll save. What do you got to lose? The answer is nothing. Call them, unless you don't want to save money from Uncle Sam. You can't be that stupid. Who'd want to give money to the government? They don't have to give. What if you could, instead of paying $20,000 in taxes this year, pay $5,000? What would you do with the extra $15,000? Call for a free no-cost analysis. 800-236-6519, 800-236-6519, or visit engineeredtaxservices.com. All right, my guest is here, Jeff Berment. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Berment, founder and CEO of Tusk, the first and only Freedom First web browser with uncensored news. The website is tuskbrowser.com. Jeff Berment, am I pronouncing that right, Jeff?
You got it, Wayne. It's perfect.
Okay, so tell, you know, as a non-tech guy, although I'm on the internet all day long, whether on my iPhone or my iPad or my desktop or my laptop, all day, like, you know, 18 hours a day, I'm on the internet trying to find the biggest news stories to talk about on my radio, my TV shows, my podcasts. But I'm still not a tech guy. I just read stuff on the internet. So tell us what it means to be a Freedom First web browser. I assume you mean you're like Google. In other words, when I go look up something at Google, Is that what you do instead of Google, except you do it in a conservative way, or am I slightly off on this?
Slightly off, but this is on our roadmap. So let me just briefly tell you that Tusk was designed when we have 12 years of background in building browsers and private browsers. And I decided last year that I had kind of had enough of the woke censoring that was going on, and at least the first thing we could build is a browser. Now, there's two pieces in the internet when you're online, and the first is your browser that takes you to the site you want to. You browse through that, and then the other is the search engine, and the search engine looks up the information for you, and then your browser will take you to the site.
So Google is the search engine, right? That's what Google is.
Google is a search engine, and Chrome is their browser.
Got it. Okay, now I understand. Okay. And in my case, like, I use Safari. Safari's my browser.
Correct. Safari's your browser, and your search engine would be whatever you're using. It might be Safari itself, because it has both
yes.
a browser and a search engine.
Yes, that's what it is. Yes.
Right. What we're doing is we're bringing to you, through our browser, conservative news. So we have a conservative news feed, as well as easy-to-use links. So that means you no longer have to try and figure out what's the latest stories. We actually bring you the latest stories. But we believe in freedom of speech. So we have it set up that if you want to change from a conservative news feed to more of a liberal news feed, have at it. That's because we believe in freedom. We are working, and we may, by CPAC, have a new search engine, that we'll be designing and building. This will be phase two of our search engine. We have one now, but it's not doing exactly what I want it to do. That will actually bring up the searches that are for conservative, because really what's going on the web, and they're all the search engines are doing the same thing, is they're pushing down stories that maybe the conservatives in research want to see, and they're only showing you basically liberal. So let's take January 6th as an example. If you type in January 6th in any of the the three major search engines, which would be Yahoo, Google, or Microsoft, you'll get 95% of those stories will be from the left, and they won't be from the right. Our goal is to at least make it even, 50-50, and hopefully we'll make it actually 80-20, where you get to see your stories first instead of what the left wants you to see. And what we're building is user-centric. So I want to leave it up to the user to decide, and not us or some other big giant company to tell you what you should read or what you shouldn't read.
So in other words, when I go there, and I just went there, I'm on the site now, I'm seeing your picture, I'm seeing your bio, Jeff Berment, as the CEO and founder of Tusk, and I'm seeing that you're a great patriot who loves America. I'm seeing your Tusk board of advisors. Of course, I know Matt Schlapp and Mercedes Schlapp. I don't really know the other names, but I know them when I read their bios. I know who, you know, what they do and who they are. So you got an impressive list here. But I could actually choose whether I want a more conservative bent or a more liberal bent to the news and information I get. Is that right?
Just for your news feed at this point. And you'll see when you download it that the links are conservative links. So they're to Fox News, they're to OAN, they're to Epoch. So you get those, and then we're working on the search engine as we speak. And I'm hoping by January, February, I have actually a beta that will do exactly what I said. Instead of you type in January 6th, instead of you getting liberal news spin on this, you can get conservative first.
Right. See, I never really understood this. For years and years and years, Jeff, you know, I've written 15 books. And I've had quite a few national bestsellers, including my biggest book of all time was in 2012. It was called The Ultimate Obama Survival Guide, and it sold, you know, tens of thousands of copies and you know, about 50,000 copies. And it was a number one hit coming out in all the bookstores in America. And to do those books, I need research. So I'd go on the internet, I'd go to Google, and I'd say, how bad's the economy? You know, Obama's economy is how bad? How bad is this? How bad is that? How bad's the real estate market? How bad is the welfare? How many people are on welfare? And I would have thousands of choices of answers there, and I would pick the one that was best research for my book. Well, all of a sudden, right around 2015 and 16, I guess when Trump was running, I suddenly realized everything had changed. When you go to Google and you ask it a question and you search for something, it only comes back with liberal answers. Maybe the conservative news is there, but it's buried 80 pages down. There's no conservative options. If you go, how many people are on welfare? It's like it gives you articles from the New York Times and the Washington Post and the LA Times telling you everything's fine. None of the bad news that used to be there about liberal policies is there anymore. That was just shocking to me. It freaks me out. Who runs a business like that?
That's the censorship that's going on. I deal with it every day. I deal with these 30-year-olds that love canceling people. I have an ongoing battle with one of them right now. I've never seen ruder people in my entire life. I won't mention their names at this point. But it will come out eventually if we don't come up with a solution. They're treating us very poorly because we're conservatives. And yes, what they're doing to you, and the reason why I started this company is I know enough about search and browsing that I know they're burying these stories on us. And you are, what they do is they have the research that says, Wayne, you're only going to go to page one on a search. Maybe you're going to go to page two. You're not going to go any further than that. So what we'll do is we won't actually, and they do some censorship, but we'll actually bury those stories on page 8, 9, 10.
No one's going there, right?
You won't go to find them.
Right. No, I got it. You know, another thing I understood that now I'm seeing in all these notes, you know, about my interview with you, and I'm understanding that all of this really happened. I talked about it on my TV show. I've got a weekend show on Real America's Voice TV network. It's called America's Top 10 Countdown. And last week's show was the top 10 ways Democrats are stealing elections. And I talked about censorship. And I said, you know, I have a website and I have 20,000 people that have joined to get my newsletter. And I used to send it out and I had these amazing click-through rates, like 70% of people would click through to read my newsletter, my commentaries of the week. And all of a sudden, and I was on Constant Contact. That's who was sending my stuff out. Constant Contact must be very radical liberal. All of a sudden, in the last year, the click-through rate went to zero. It was like 0.01% were looking at my articles. And these are people that are on my list. It went from 70% click-through to less than zero click-through, meaning, you know, less than 0.1%.
Right.
So I realized that they've blocked me out. They're trying to destroy my entire business. Does this shock you at all? You understand all this, right?
No, yeah, I understand it. Right now I'm in a battle with a crowdfunding, because we want a crowdfund. I want people to be active with us. I don't want a donation. If you want to put a little money in our company, we want you to get something in return. I'm having a terrible time with a company I work 4 months with. They realize, I don't know how they were so stupid not to realize I was a conservative. I'm a nice conservative, and I'm a fair-minded conservative, but I'm still a conservative. And after 4 months, all of a sudden, for one word, they decided they were going to cancel me.
Wow.
And I was like, okay, well, you guys are going to get sued over this. So you should rethink, you know, your whole strategy. We'll see what they do. The jury is out. My feeling is they're probably going to cancel me.
Jeff, what was the word that they used to get rid of you? What was the word?
Gab.
Gab, as in the site that I'm on where I put my social media? Gab? Really?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I mean, I had no choice. They destroyed me and banned me for life from Twitter. They shadow banned me at Facebook. No one could see what I'm doing. So I went on Gab. I also went on, where am I? I'm on Truth Social. I'm on Getter. Gab's just one of five places I'm on, but that doesn't make me a criminal. It's just amazing. Hey, Jeff, can you stay through the break? I want to talk to you on the other side about censorship.
Sure.
All right, stay there. Cool. Jeff Berman, founder, CEO of Tusk. His website's tuskbrowser.com. Fascinating. Tusk Browser. Wayne Alaroot for Vertical Research Advisory. For more than 30 years, Kip Herridge has been a leader in the financial industry, taking 7 companies public and raising hundreds of millions of dollars for great American companies. In 2003, Kip founded the VRA, his global investment and economic newsletter. His top performing recommendations have beaten the market 16 out of 19 years. I've known Kip for more than 20 years, and I've seen his incredible results firsthand. He's the Nostradamus of the stock market. Let Kip prove to you how his VRA system works. Exclusively for my fans, Kip is offering his VRA membership completely free for 2 weeks. You'll get his new best-selling book, The Big Bribe, for free as well. Join now at VRAinsider.com. Get your free 2-week membership at VRAinsider.com, the place where patriots go for their investment advice. Is it time that you became the smart money and learned how to crush the markets? Join now at VRAinsider.com, VRAinsider.com. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Nevada Corporate Headquarters. If you're a business owner, real estate investor, or someone who has assets to protect, then I have an exciting free offer for you. Did you know that not all states are created equal? Some states have laws that make it easy to sue and take away your personal assets. But there is one state that protects you from lawsuits and government overreach while providing you financial anonymity, Nevada. Nevada is where I live and choose to do business. Nevada is a tax-free, safe place to park your money. It's offshore asset protection right here in the USA. No matter where you live, a Nevada LLC can work for you. Today, my friends at Nevada Corporate Headquarters are giving away free copies of their book, The Nevada Edge. This book is packed with information and strategies to protect your assets and keep you safe from lawsuits. Visit NevadaWar.com for your free book. That's NevadaWar.com. Nevada Corporate Headquarters has helped tens of thousands of Americans and can help you too. Go to NevadaWar.com. NevadaWar.com. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. You've no doubt heard about the MyPillow products and how they've changed lives for the better. People are sleeping better than ever before with their MyPillow. Well, Mike Lindell has done it again with his new My Slippers. Mike took over 2 years to develop these slippers, ensuring they weren't just any ordinary slipper. These slippers are made with a 3-tiered cushioning system, 2 layers of MyPillow foam, and a layer of impact gel to prevent fatigue and offer comfort all day long, as these slippers can be worn both indoors and outdoors. For a limited time, you will save $90 on a pair of My Slippers. This blowout sale of the year won't last, so order now. Log on to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials, and use the promo code WAR for Wayne Alaroot to receive this incredible limited time offer. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials and use the promo code WAR to receive this incredible limited time offer, or call 800-659-9400.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgaday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, wait, no, Ruth's on fire. You know what? I got married last November, my first anniversary with Cindy Parker. Ruth, coming up in a week. Actually, this coming Monday is our anniversary. And the song we entered, we had a huge wedding, 200 people plus, and when we walked into the wedding hall and all, we came into that song, Eye of the Tiger. Cindy chose it, not me. I did, I swear to God. It wasn't me who chose it. I wouldn't do that. I would have been embarrassed to choose it. I would have think Cindy's like, you're choosing Rocky for our wedding, but she chose it. She wanted Eye of the Tiger. That's what we came into. So, in any case, I guess she thought that getting married was like running into the eye of the tiger. I don't know. Global Healing is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Chris was in my ear going, no, you didn't. Yes, that was our wedding song, Eye of the Tiger. Global Healing is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Vitamins have been the foundation of my success and my incredible energy and vitality and my perfect health for decades. I've been sick once until this year, once in 25 years. And now I'm so excited to tell you about our newest vitamin company sponsor, Global Healing. Global Healing was founded in 1998 by Dr. Group. He was one of President Trump's health advisors in Trump's first term. Global Healing has all the crucial vitamins you need for boosting your immune system, including liquid vitamin C and D3 and zinc and quercetin, all made in the USA. But their number one best-selling product, one of a kind, is called Oxy Powder. All disease begins in the gut, and Oxy Powder uses the power of oxygen to gently cleanse your gut of toxins. Cleanse your gut, change your life. So right now you get a 15% discount just for my fans, plus Dr. Group's emergency immune strengthening guide for free, plus a 100% one-year money-back guarantee. All of that when you go to globalhealing.com/war. You have to do the /war for Wayne Allyn Root, because that's how he knows it's Wayne Root fan. He doesn't give anyone else 15% off. He doesn't give anybody else his free book. He doesn't give anybody else a one-year guarantee, 100% money-back guarantee. So go to globalhealing.com/war, globalhealing.com/war, and get all those wonderful goodies from Dr. Group, former health advisor to President Trump. All right, we're continuing with Jeff Berment. Jeff is the founder and CEO of Tusk, the first and only freedom-first web browser with uncensored news. The website is tuskbrowser.com. And so, Jeff, when I was on my weekend show on Real America's Voice TV network last Saturday, I listed the top 10 ways Democrats are stealing elections, and I mentioned a lot of the things that are in the notes here that you and I are going to talk about. One of them was that Google was blocking the Republican Party from raising money from sending out fundraising letters. Tell everybody what happened.
Yeah, so that's very true. They were sending out fundraising letters, and what they were doing was throwing the Republicans one in your spam folder. So you wouldn't, I mean, who goes to the spam folders? Not many people. So they were, and I guess best way of saying they were censoring even the emails that were going out. Another one on my list of things that I hope we get to change, which is to build an email system along with Tusk that, and it'll be free, that will be fair. I mean, the one thing that I object to and I'm trying to work on is the fairness. And, I don't know what team comes out with a 14-0 lead and you think that's fair. And that's really what the web is doing today, is it's controlled by on the most part by liberals and progressives, and instead of playing fairly, they decided, well, we'll just tilt the field, and that's your problem.
I just don't get it, and I don't really understand why it has to be this way. Why is every single young kid, and when I say young kid, I don't mean, you know, 12-year-olds. I mean everyone graduating college, 21, 22, 23. Everybody's out of college, and if they're really smart, and they went to elite universities, and they work for, you know, Twitter, Facebook, Google, YouTube, Instagram, and, of course, you know, all of those companies, Yahoo, Apple, or how about your company, Tusk Browser. Why do all of them have to be liberal, Jeff? What is the deal? Why can't any of them appreciate money and capitalism? Why can't they appreciate what a great country America is? Why do they all hate America so much?
Well, I hate to say this, and this is one of the other things that I'll be working on and donating money to, but it's starting in the schools, and it's starting, obviously, they're even getting more radical in the schools than they were before. You know, our kids are now in their 30s. And we're seeing they're just coming out of this kind of this radical state of what they were told, and that capitalism is bad and socialism is good. And so when they start paying taxes, then they begin to realize, well, maybe socialism isn't as good. But I'm telling you, you know, the cancel wars that they have and what they'll do to you if they can. I'm living proof of a cancel culture right now.
It's really scary, and we need, you know, we absolutely need the Truth Socials and the Getters, and in your case, a web browser that is uncensored news and conservative. If you want it, TuskBrowser.com. Jeff Berment has brought us a great new kind of browser, TuskBrowser.com. Jeff, we really appreciate it. I hope all my fans go and check you out, TuskBrowser.com. I know I just did during the interview, and I'll have to join. I'll have to start using you instead of Safari. I appreciate everything you're doing. You're one of the good guys. Thank you, Jeff.
Thanks, Wayne. Have a great weekend, and thanks to all your listeners.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Thank God we got people like Jeff on the ball, because, see, I'm a low-tech guy, right? I just don't know anything about tech. I went to college. I studied political science. What do I know about tech? Nothing. But you got to have guys like Jeff. And there's lots of them out there, but they're all liberals. Jeff's on the conservative side, and he built a company that, like all conservatives, right, we don't discriminate. We don't censor. We don't hate liberals and want to ruin their lives. They hate us. Sad.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
PatriotSoftware.com.